We're talking high school football here on KSOM. Logan Magnolia had a nice win last week in district play, beating Westwood 34-14. And head coach Matt Strait for the Panthers joins me now. And coach, how do you feel about your team after that good win over the Rebels last week?
Yeah, I mean, we played with much more energy. I think we had the previous three games for one, which really helped. And then our offense got clean. We kind of played, all units played well early on, especially the first quarter. And we got two quick scores, and defense got three and out stops. Special teams was solid. And so, yeah, we started the game really fast, and that gave us some excitement and got the crowd into it, and that kind of carried us on throughout.
Well, last week we were talking about trying to get the running game going, and you did with Max Wingert, 16 carries, 148 yards, averaged 9 yards a carry, also had a touchdown, a 63-yarder. What did you like most about Max and that run game?
Yeah, it's the first time we found that, and certainly helped our offense become a little bit more balanced, and that it's not so difficult calling plays when, you know, you can line up and get a second and four, third and two now with a run game and pop a couple, which we clearly did with those stats. So that helps. And then it sets up your pass game a little bit better, other than just being one-dimensional. That's just, you know, the game of football. You gotta somewhat be balanced to throw people off, and so they have to guess what you're going to do, and that happened.
And then how about Brody in the passing game? He threw for 265, four touchdowns. Did have three interceptions, so that's got to be a little bit of concern. But he found Crosby Yoder for 9 catches for 195 and 3 touchdowns. What did you see from that angle?
Yeah, Brody's first season of football since probably, I don't know, fifth or fourth grade, whatever it was, and kind of jumped in when we got injured to quarterback. He's a really athletic, smart kid, very coachable kid. So he checks all the boxes as far as what you want in a player. So that's why I think he's able to learn things so fast and just jump in and be successful. He threw really, man, some darts to Crosby Yoder down the field and hit him in stride, and Crosby got some space, so credit him as well. That was hard to defend. I mean, Crosby had one step on the last long touchdown pass, and like I said, we hit it in stride and just can't defend that high school level that way. So, man, just an incredible job by both those guys and having great games, and Max finding his legs in the run game too.
And what does it mean just for your football team, -3 in the turnover margin, and yet you still win in convincing fashion?
Yeah, we've been really good on the turnover margin prior to that. A couple of the turnovers, one was bad. Coach Cool said that was kind of his fault and kind of how we set that up. And the other two were pretty harmless, kind of happened maybe one late in the half and the other one later in the game. It wasn't like they were that damaging of turnovers other than the one we were going for the third score to go up 20-0 or maybe 28-0. I can't remember what it was. And then we got picked and they scored in that possession. So yeah, that did hurt a little bit. But you know, that's why I told the guys, adversity is part of the game, any game, but certainly the game of football. And when we lose it, who's going to be tough enough to get it back. And we were.
Who were some of the guys that stood out for you defensively?
Wade Hawkins had his best game. He's a linebacker that has probably limited football experience as well, and came out this year, keeps on getting better. And he was flying around and showing up, and then everybody just ran the ball well. The different guys, Cale Wallace and Robert Bothwell, and they're fast. They're not very big for D linemen, but man, they bounce around and are quick to the ball, especially on pursuit angles and going down the line of scrimmage fast. So both those guys did well. We got Tyson Jenkins back, one of our injured guys. He's still banged up a little bit, but he surfaced and played as much as he could. And it's nice having his presence in the huddle as well.
So you're starting to get a little healthier. That's a good sign.
Yeah. 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 It was good getting, like I said, it was good getting him back. Like I said, he's far from being anywhere close to 100%. But we didn't lose anybody. And so I told the coaches, it's finally nice to get a win on the season without, you know, being sad that you lost somebody to injury for multiple games, if not the season. So that's kind of what our first two games were like. And then we got to enjoy this one a little bit more.
So this week it's West Monona, and they're 0-4 on the season. They have very little passing yards. They've run for 645 so far this year. What do you see from the Spartans and what you have to deal with this week?
This isn't coach talk. I thought I was going to turn on the film and watch an unmotivated team, and that's far from what I see. Their run game's really good. They're really good up front, and they've been able to sustain some drives and stop people in the run game on the defensive side too. That's a tough matchup for us up front. I think our skill kids probably have a slight advantage over them. But if they lined up in the double wing against St. Albert and took the whole second quarter basically and punched it in, and that's concerning because the double wing's tough to stop if you got guys up front and you got backs who are willing to drive their legs and run it. And so it's not an 0-4 gimme, that's for sure. And we're gonna have to have a great week of practice, and that's not coach talk. That's reality watching them on film.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it all goes this week. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck in Ottawa. Thanks so much.
Great. Thank you.
Matt Straighthead, coach for Logan Magnolia Football, with us here on KSOM.